From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Tens of thousands of Syrians fled their homes in Aleppo, headed for Turkey, Russia intensifying its airstrikes against rebel groups in the area trying to overthrow President Bashar al-Assad. A charity, the Turkish Humanitarian Relief Foundation, said 50,000 refugees had arrived at the Syrian-Turkish border, although Ankara closed its crossing point, and it was not clear if they would be allowed to enter. A strong earthquake struck southern Taiwan near the city of Tainan today, killing at least five people, including a newborn baby. Many who were killed were in a massive apartment complex collapsing. VOA's Belied on the area where the quake hit.
It's known for culture and for history, and there's actually some concern that there are some very old historic temples that may have been destroyed during the quake. But it's also known for high tech and for other industries. Actually, it's one center that Taiwan's leaders are looking to develop in the future. But most of all, it's known for its history.
Taiwan is located in a highly active fault zone known as the Pacific Ring of Fire. In 1999, a magnitude 7.7 earthquake killed more than 2,400 people. UN mission in Mali says UN and Malian forces have retaken a police base in Timbuktu that was briefly seized by unknown assailants. There was no immediate claim of responsibility in that attack. Northern Mali has been racked with violence in recent years, including insurgencies by Islamist militant groups and ethnic Tuareg rebels. This is VOA News.